Everybody to the E-Electric Podcast. My name's Fletcher with my dad Ben.
G'day guys.
And we're back. We've been school holidays and not having the time to get around it. We've basically switched off like Parramatta has over the last 3 weeks. So we're back and getting on to the next week and it gets even harder.
Yeah, so we're taking on the Melbourne Storm, Fletch. They're currently in the top four, sitting in third place up against our Eels. We're down in 13th place. Now, this is Magic Round, so we're playing the game up at Suncorp Stadium. The Storm are paying $1.29. Our Eels are paying $3.64, mate. So did you want to run us through the team list?
Yep. So we've got... So who am I reading?
You can go Storm, mate, because okay. I know I'll struggle with some of their names.
Okay, so at fullback, it's a guy rate really highly, but I hope he drops a couple balls. It's Suafar Logo. Will Warbrick and Xavier Coates are the wingers, so hopefully Sivo and Bailey Simonson can outjump them. And Rima Smith and Nick Meaney in the centres.
Yeah. So as you touched on, Fletch, on the wings we got Micah Sivo and Bailey Simonson. Fullback, we've got Blaze coming back because Gutho's out for quite a number of weeks. And then in the centres we've got Will Pennicini and Sean Russell.
To the back line's credit, I reckon all of them played well except Sivo.
Yeah, I agree, mate. I thought they all went pretty well. Yeah, and he's always going to make a few mistakes, but I thought he looked really good.
In attack,
scored himself a try last week. He looked really good. But as you said, mate, Sivo, we really need him to... I mean, we say it every single week, but we just need him to run hard out of our end.
And, well, it's Warbrick and Nick Meaney, I think.
On his side? Yeah. I mean, either way, mate, he's just got to run. Got to run. I'm sick of seeing just lackey-daisy efforts. So looking at that, Fletch, though, the Melbourne Storm do have a big out with Pappenhausen gone. But as you touched on, mate, Faya Logo is such a good player. Who are you giving it to, mate? The Parramatta backs?
I'm giving it to Melbourne.
I'm giving it to the Storm as well. Alrighty, mate, let's move into the halves then.
So we've got Cameron Munster and Tyrone Wishart.
Yep, so another out for the Melbourne Storm.
Jerome Hughes, yeah. They've still got the quality and experience of Munster.
Yep, up against Dejan Arcee. So he comes into the side at the expense of Ethan Sanders and Dylan Brown, again named in the number 7 jersey. Apparently Arcee had a really good game. Yeah, really good game in New South Wales Cup last week. Who are we giving it to, mate?
I'm going to say toss because both teams have massive outs and I reckon you'd probably say Munster over Arcee and then you would say Brown over Wishart.
Yep, okay, fair enough. Flip of the coin there. So flip for the halves. Alrighty.
Moving into the forwards, we've got Christian Welsh and Josh King and Harry Grant, the hooker, and their captain, who escaped the careless tight contact charge last night at the judiciary.
Yeah, but really, there wasn't much in it at all. I'm not glad that he got off because it means he's playing against Parramatta, but
the NRL isn't getting away with that.
Yeah. Up against Regan Campbell-Gillard and Junior. So Junior will probably drop back to the bench again. And then at hooker, we've got Joey Lussick.
Where's Boots? Like, I know that they probably don't want to throw him in because he's the coach's son, but
Matty Arthur, he's not actually in our top 30 or he's not on a development contract yet either. So there have to be some movement there. But Matty Arthur, what is he, 18, 19?
18, I think, turning 18 this year.
Yeah, and is an absolute gun hooker.
Coming through, so...
Yeah, doing really, really well in New South Wales Cup, but we might get to that later on, mate.
I don't think Brendan Hands really deserves to be on the reserves. Like,
He's not playing great either, though. But I agree. Joey Lussick looks like he needs a spell. But who are we giving it to there, mate, in the Melbourne. Forwards? Yeah, I'm giving it to Melbourne as well, especially on current form. So
moving into the second row, we've got Sean Bolor, Katoa and Liero.
Yep. Up against Sean Lane on one edge, Ryan Madison on the other, and then we've got Hopgood in the lock role.
Yeah, so again, apparently Matt Dury had a good game in New South Wales Cup as well, so I don't know if maybe the fitness of Maddo maybe is... not Maddo, Cartwright. Maybe that's buying him some time, but...
Yeah. So what we might do, mate, we might go through the team and then we'll say what changes we would make. All right, cool. Who are we giving it to there, mate? Yeah. Unfortunately, the Storm as well. All right, mate, second row.
Moving into the interchange.
Did the second, mate. I tell you what, see, we've had that much time off, I'm getting all mixed up.
Moving into the interchange, we've got Jack Howarth, Tui Kamakamika, Nelson, Asafa Solomona, and Alec McDonald.
Oh my gosh, that is a big bench for the Melbourne Storm. For us, it's the returning Bryce Cartwright, so hopefully he does come back this week.
There were training photos of him training with the boys. So.
Yeah, we've got Makahisi Makatoa, Joe Offahengawi, who will probably move into the starting role and Junior will drop back, and then we've got Kelma Tuolagi rounding out the bench.
Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm giving it to Melbourne as well, mate.
So Melbourne won that?
Melbourne won that. They got four, and we had a flip in the halves. So let's talk about what changes you would make to that Parramatta side, Fletch.
Can we include injuries?
Can't include injuries.
Oh, I was going to say Duffo at the moment. So I keep Blaze, but like there's no one for Sivo, so like. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, so who would be the three people you wouldn't want? Oh, sorry, I've just given away my answer. Who would the people be in that side that you would not want there?
Sivo, Lussick, Lane.
Okay, Sivo, Lussick, and Lane. They're my three as well. So what I think I would like to see in the coming weeks is when Bryce Cartwright, you know, if he does get back to full fitness, I'd drop Sean Lane back to the bench. I wouldn't drop him completely. I'd bring him back to the bench. But in saying that, I think that probably should have happened a couple of weeks ago. For Sivo.
It could wait till when? When do we get all our players?
Well, I think Gutho's still another 4 weeks away. Even then, I don't really want him in the side. But when Gutho does come back, yeah. I think we just bite the bullet. Hopefully Blaze has re-signed with us by then. I really hope he does re-sign. I'd shift Blaze to the wing, Gutho to fullback, and then almost make it like, you're probably a bit too young to remember this, the Minicello and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Yeah, they switched around. So you could have Blaze drop back on like fourth or fifth tackle to return the kicks. And then chime in the attack as well.
Yeah, so like kind of like what I'll think about it.
And then in regards to
what Lomax does.
Yes.
At the Dragons.
Yep. And for Lussick, I think we just bite the bullet, get through this week, and then Matty Arthur.
When do we get all our players? Like all of them.
What do you mean?
Like, isn't there a specific round where we get all of them?
No, they can play from now on.
Oh.
So
then you get Matty Arthur in there, but you could also try and bite the bullet and bring in Ethan Martin.
Ethan Martin's another good shout, although he's pretty inexperienced. But
Geimer as well.
Yeah, Charlie Geimer is... Well, it's Charlie Geimer and...
Matty Arthur, I think,
are the closest. Dury, yeah.
I think Matty Arthur and Charlie Geimer are the closest because I would have said Ethan Sanders, but he's already debuted.
Yep.
So I think they're the closest.
Yeah, and I wouldn't put Matty Arthur in there to play the full 80 minutes straight away. I'd put him on the bench. Yeah.
Have Ethan, have Brendan Heaney start.
Yeah, well, I'm even happy just to have Joey Lussick play the first 20 minutes, sort of similar to what Penrith was doing. With
Coruscant and Kenny.
Yeah, yeah. So Kenny was going on for the first 20 minutes or so, and then Coruscant coming on for him after 20 minutes. And I think that's got potential. And
then Mitch Kenny came on as like a lock forward.
Yeah, exactly. And Joey Lussick's big enough to play like a lock forward role, but tell you what, some of his defensive lapses and just efforts are really poor, and that goes for Sean Lane as well. So. Yeah,
I was thinking that left edge. I reckon Dill's definitely the best defender on that edge.
Yep.
But, like, considering, like, one of the Broncos tries last week, I think it was right at the end of the second first half, it was a Jesse Arthur's try, and we just got stripped. But it wasn't that we got stripped. Dylan, if you watch the highlights, you can see Dylan saying to Sean Lane and Sevo, get out, they're going to shift it. But Sevo decides, because I think, who was the left centre? Sean Russell yeah. And Dylan had their mans, but then Lane was, like, playing in the middle, so it was a 3-on-6.
Yeah.
Dylan, like, ran around to try and make the cover because Sevo went in on the centre when Sean Russell was already there. So technically, it was a 2-on-1. Leaving a 2, if you include Blaze, a 2-on-4 for, and ended up in a Brisbane try.
Yeah. So, mate, hopefully the boys are switched on. I think that the result last week was probably not as bad as what it sounds. I thought the guys actually looked pretty good, to be fair. They played really well, but apart from those three that we highlighted, I think, yeah, need to be shot into the sun rather than later.
I was thinking about this last night as well, why Ethan Sanders maybe was dropped. Well, not dropped, but dropped back to
New South Wales Cup, yeah.
I think it was also because if you look as well, he missed a couple tackles on Ricky. And yeah. if you look, I think it's Eli Katoa this week. So considering Munster likes that side as well, maybe they just wanted a
potentially more experienced
5/8 in there.
Yep. No, all right, mate. Well, look, we're definitely up against it this week, but we still need to do our tips. So give me your first try scorer.
So my first try scorer, I was going to say Junior, but if you're considering him going onto the bench, I'm going to say Bailey Simonson. My any time, I'm going to say Blaze Talungi.
Blaze, yeah.
My score, if we lose, I want it below 50.
Yep.
But if we were to win, I reckon it would be a high-scoring, close game. I'm going to say 28 points to
24. 28-24. Alrighty, for my first try, we've just bagged the absolute crap out of him, but I'm actually going to go Sevo for the first try. Yep. And for my any time, we bagged the crap out of him as well.
Sean Lane.
I just think those, yeah.
You're just going to raid that left edge.
Surely they know that they're on their last legs. I really hope they do anyway. For the score, I agree, Fletch. I think it is going to be very high scoring. I like your 28, but I'm going to go, I don't think we've got that many points in us. I think we might be one try short of that. So I'm going to go 24. And I'm going to go for the Melbourne Storm 22. And I think we're going to score right on the bell to win the game, but then miss the kick.
Just quickly, I had a very annoying... I was very annoyed in that Brisbane game. When we got a penalty, we were choking them. Like, we were strangling them. We had them on the ropes. And we took the conversion.
Yeah.
I was not happy with that. I hate the two-point conversion. Especially when there's someone in the bin. yeah. take a 2-point conversion.
Rather just press.
Yeah, it takes a minute and a half out of the clock, gives them a breather, and they're also down 12 men.
Fair enough, mate, fair enough. Alrighty, let's get into the rest of the round.
Yep.
Rest
of
the
round.
All right, Fletch, so Magic Round kicks off on Friday night. It's the 7th place Raiders. They're paying $2.28, so they're the outsiders, against the 9th place Bulldogs paying $1.63.
I said I'll never tip the Doggies ever again, but I'm going to tip the Doggies this week because I don't think the Raiders... I hope and think this is the Raiders' downfall this season. Like, this is going to start...
The beginning of the end, do you think?
The beginning of the end of... And then they're going to re-sign Ricky Stewart and be like, oh, the future's near, and they won't even make the eight.
I hope that's true, mate. I hope they don't make the eight because I'm having a running battle with Brent Reed on Twitter at the moment in regards to his criticism of Brad Arthur, which is, to a degree, warranted, but the fact that nothing negative is ever said about Ricky Stewart baffles me. So, mate, I'm actually going to go the upset. I'm actually going the Raiders in that one.
You think they'll come out and go, oh, our coach is re-signed, let's show him that...
Well, just look, you got Rapana back. I really like their back line, their young back line, Tomoko especially. Really like him. And their forwards, you know, Papali'i and, yeah, but Tapanay is unreal. And I like Hudson Young, just not when he's playing Parramatta.
Or playing Origin.
Yeah. So I'm going the upset. I'm going the Raiders there. And then we move on to the traditional Friday night game at Magic Round, and this is ridiculous. Like, I don't like them, the Seagulls. They're in 8th, paying $3.73, no Tommy Turbo. But they're playing the Broncos. Broncos are in 6th, $1.28. Yeah, it's the Broncos' away game, but they're playing at their home ground. It's ridiculous how that happens. But, mate, who are you going for there?
The Broncos.
Yeah, I'm going Broncos as well. And then the poor Titans, mate. They've been in a lot of games this year, but they just can't take a trick with all of their injuries. So they're sitting in 16th place at the moment. They're paying $2.26. They're up against the 10th place Knights, $1.64. And this is the first game on Saturday, kickoff at 3 p.m.
Newcastle Knights, because yep. No Brimson, no Foran, no...
Tino.
Is out, actually. Yeah. It'll just say out. So no Brimson, no Smith Shields, no Foran, no Sammy.
Yeah. Yeah, they're suffering. But wouldn't it surprise me if David Fifita come out after his big backflip and had a barnstormer, but I still don't think they've got enough to get over the night to
a 1 second roll is not going to win them a game.
Mm. And then this is going to be the game of the weekend, Fletch, for mine. It's the Sharks in first place. They're paying $2.47 after coming off a pretty good win down in Melbourne. And they're up against who I think are probably the form side of the comp in the Roosters. They're in fifth, paying $1.55. Are you going there?
The Roosters.
Yeah, I'm going Roosters. I'm going Roosters by plenty.
I don't want the Sharks to win because I think they're frauds.
I think they're frauds as well, mate.
Considering...
Though they did play well last week, although Melbourne had...
So I want to see them play Melbourne when Melbourne are full strength.
Yep, and it'll be a really good test this week to see how they go against the Roosters because the Roosters are flying. Then a battle of the the out of form teams. It's the 17th place Rabbitohs. They're paying $3.30 up against the Cowboys in 12th place. They're paying $1.34, and this is
the Cowboys, and I reckon it'll be Cowboys by much.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Fletch, I'm going another upset.
I thought the Rabbitohs was very good last week. It was more that. The rest of the team's pretty crap.
Well, I'm actually going the Bunnies. But don't really listen to me because I've been going horrible in the tips this year.
So have I. I tipped South last week and never again because they're playing the Dragons and I'm never tipping the Dragons.
Yeah. So the first game on Sunday, Fletch, this is before the Storm Eels game. It's the Warriors in 14th place. They're paying $3.20. They're up against the Nathan Cleary-less Panthers. They're in second, paying $1.35.
Still going the Panthers.
I'm still going the Panthers as well. The Warriors are really struggling this year. And then the final game, Fletch, for the weekend, it's the 15th place West Tigers.
This is game of the round. I don't know what you're talking about. This is game of the round.
15th place West Tigers. They're paying $3.25, and they're up against the 4th place Dolphins, paying $1.35.
Oh, I'm going the Dolphins.
I'm going the Dolphins as well.
Because I reckon there'll be more Dolphins fans than there will be Tigers fans.
Yeah, and Fletch, can I say something? I know I bag the West Tigers all the time, and I'm going to bag them again. I think they're going to win the wooden spoon again this year.
The Tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do. I think they're really struggling. And then...
Dragons win the bye.
Yeah, Dragons beat the bye. So, all right, Fletch, let's quickly go through the tips again. So, you've gone Dogs, I've gone Raiders. We've both gone the Broncos. Both gone the Knights.
Both gone the
Roosters. Yeah, both gone Roosters. I've gone Bunnies. You've gone Cows.
Both gone Panthers. Both gone Eels. And both gone the Dolphins.
Yep, beautiful. All right, mate. Is there anything else you want to chat about? Or are we making this episode short, sharp and sweet?
We're doing Sale of the Century.
Oh, Sale of the Century. Again, Fletch, it's been that long. I can't remember what we're doing. All right, Sale of the Century. Welcome, everybody, to Ben's Sale of the Century. So, Fletch, for my Sale of the Century question this week, it is, what is your predicted New South Wales side at the moment? But before we do that, tomorrow night, Thursday night footy, it's the women's State of Origin. It's the Queensland Maroons up against the New South Wales Blues. Kickoff is 7:45. This is up at Suncorp Stadium as well. So, hopefully they get a really good crowd up there. Because it is magic round. Fletch, I'm going to ask you who you're tipping to win and what your score is.
I'm tipping the Blues because...
It's New South Wales. It's
New South Wales.
Yeah, and what's your score prediction?
I'm going to say 18 points to 12.
Okay, well, I'm going for the Blues as well, but knowing... This sounds bad, but I know that the goal-kicking isn't always the greatest in the women's game. I think I'm going to go, it's going to be high scoring. I'm going to go 20 points to 18. All right? Beautiful. All right, now, mate, your predicted New South Wales Blues origin side, and we'll write this down so then we can see how close you were, and might even ask you the same question next week as well, just to see if you'd make any changes. Yeah. All right.
I've got one thing. If Michael Maguire... And I'm sticking to this. If Michael Maguire picks crappy players that I don't like, I have a maroon scarf in my wardrobe, and I was born in Queensland, I will go for the Queensland
Maroons. Yes, you were. Unfortunately, you were born in Queensland, but we played the Peter Sterling rule, don't we, where you moved down, you were two, maybe a bit four.
If I don't like the picks, and I've stayed with them because they're crappy picks...
Yep.
And they kept me when they picked Moses. But if they do some crappy picks, I'm going for Queensland.
All right. Well, what's your New South Wales side then? Let's start with fullback.
James Tedesco.
Like it.
The wings, I've gone the Panthers connection of Toto and Taruva.
Taruva, Smokey.
Yep. And then the centres, I've got... Who do I have in the centres? I used to have Tommy Trbojevic. No, I don't. So I've got Stephen Crichton and... Sualii.
Okay, so let's go. I'm just writing this down. Tedesco.
It's Taruva and Toto.
Taruva.
Toto.
Toto. Crichton.
And Sualii.
Sualii, yep.
My 5/8 is Nico Hines.
Hines, yep.
And my halfback is the magical Mitchy Moses.
Moses, if he gets back next week?
Yeah, if he gets back.
Yep, all right. And who are your props?
I've got the big Mo Starcio man, Regan Campbell-Gillard.
RCG, yeah.
And Payne Haas.
Haas, good, good.
And
Hooker.
Oh, so I'm actually going to go another Smokey. I'm going Wade Egan from the Warriors.
Okay.
Because Cook isn't in form and neither is Reece Robson. And yep. Coruscant's injured, I believe, isn't he?
I think he is, mate. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
So my second row, I've got... Who do I have in the second row? I've got Hudson Young.
Hudson Young.
I've got Olakuatu. And I've got Yo in the 13.
And Yo, yeah.
My interchange, I've got, I reckon they'll keep Reece Robson as the 14.
Robson.
They'll have Junior Paulo.
Paulo.
They'll have another debutant in Angus Crichton. Oh, not debutant, Angus Crichton.
Yeah.
And
Angus.
They can pick their player, I don't know.
Liam Martin?
Liam Martin. I'll just go Liam Martin.
All right. Well, mate, that's a pretty good New South Wales side for me.
I would change Hudson Young, but I had a mind blank.
Yeah, that's all right. So for me, Taruva, for me, I would put in, I'd actually put Sualii on the wing, all right? And then for Sualii, I'd have Brabden Best.
Really?
Yep. For my hooker, I don't mind you thinking there with Egan. I'll just leave him there for the sake of it. I'd have Liam Martin on one edge. I'd have, I like Olakuatu on the other edge, Fletch and Yo. Instead of Robson, I'd have Cam McInnes as my 14.
Oh, forgot about him.
I'm actually not picking Junior. I'm putting Junior. Stefano in from the West Tigers. You have to pick Angus Crichton at the moment because he's the form player. And then for my last player, can you go back there, mate, to the...
Game one.
Actually, go to game three. Let's go game three last year.
Because we won that game,
yeah. Yeah. Game three, team list. Keep going down.
Can I quickly change my team?
Just let me pick my last bench spot. All right. I'm going to go. Oh God, that doesn't really help us at all. Let me have one more look, mate. Sorry. Let's go here. Let's go team list. Because I know there's someone that I'm missing that, you know, should be picked. Oh, gosh. God, there were some ordinary players picked, wasn't there?
Yeah, I've got...
I'm just gonna stick in your...
I can help
Hudson
you.
Young.
I can help you out here.
Hudson Young. Yeah, he's my player.
But this when they pick their good teams. I'm going back to 2022. They pick their good teams here. I'm going to go back another year. I think...
All right, while you're looking at that, so your team was Tedesco, Taruva, To'o, Crichton, Sualii, Hines, Moses, RCG, Haas, Egan, Hudson Young, Olakuatu, Yo, and then Robson, Paulo, Angus Crichton, and Liam Martin on the bench.
I would change Taruva.
Yeah.
For Addo-Carr.
Okay. So Josh Addo-Carr for me. So Tedesco fullback, Sualii and To'o on the wings, Crichton and Brabden Best in the centres, Hines, Moses, RCG, Haas, Hooker, yep, Egan. Then for me, Liam Martin, Olakuatu and Yo in the second row. And then my bench is McInnes, Stefano, Angus Crichton, and Hudson Young.
Yeah, and I would change Hudson Young for Martin, and I would have McInnes for where Martin is for me
there. Yep, okay. Beautiful. All right, mate. Let's leave it there. Let's have a look to see if we'd make any changes next week, and then we can go from there.
Yep.
All right. Thanks again for listening, and we will definitely be back next week.
Go, you Eels.